Are you tired of your boring weekly routine? Are you looking for something to look forward to every Friday? Well, tune in to Circadian Rhythm on CFRC 101.9 Fridays at 2 p.m. for a fresh mix of songs that you'll want to keep on repeat. I'm your host, Justine, and I'll be putting together a music program that's broadly indie and alternative, but also spans diverse genres from pop to rock to folk and R&B. I've also got some fun themes up my sleeve. Once again, that's Circadian Rhythm, Fridays at 2 p.m. I hope I'll see you then.
It's 11 a.m. here in the city of Kingston, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, Hour 2 of Coasting.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, Herc Leon recently went viral for launching the Herc shirt, a breakthrough design that can reportedly remain smell-free for over a month, even if you don't wash it. To keep the new Herc shirt odorless, they use several ingredients, including copper, silver, zinc, gold, and volcanic ash, as well as two secret ingredients. All of these are woven into the fabric, rather than simply applied on the surface. It may cost $79, but it's supposed to last longer than 7 regular t-shirts, so it should be worth the investment. If you feel $79 is too much to spend on a t-shirt, you can offer a budget-friendly $39, which remains fresh for 3 days of heavy use. Well, here's a great theme song for this shirt. It's called Time and Time Again from Debbie Grice.
You up, girl, I'll never put you down. Once us forever. From that kiss, there's no coming back. Once I'm coming round the bend. I'm coming round the bend. Once I'm coming round the bend.
That Steam Train, an old folk single by London-based singer-songwriter Adam Wed. Wed uses the imagery of a steam train as a roaring metaphor for an intense, unyielding love driven by raw momentum. This is the first single from his upcoming album Hangover of Full Memories, due later in September. And prior to that, Time and Time Again is a new wave post-punk single by Montreal-based alt-rock band Debbie Christ, released late July. Frontwoman Clara Page dedicated the track to the one that got away, creating a sharp contrast between upbeat, danceable instrumentation and pain-filled heartbreak lyric. Well, here's a new Ohio band suggested by our friends in the UK at Islet Records. They're called Beach Kitty with Wayside on Coasting.
I'm always coming to show. with Jonathan Whitford.
Tentative affair. Fuchsia rag in your left hand back pocket like an answered prayer. Lonely hearts at the street parade will steal away to make our plans. Topple every banker's table, passing up plastic flags.
So Deviant is an alt-pop single by Edmonton singer-songwriter Cassia Hardy, formerly of the indie rock outfit Wares. Hardy describes Deviant as a roadmap on how to find safety, home, and comfort in one another, and the song explores themes of radical queer affection, rebellion, and fearless devotion. And ahead of that, three-piece shoegaze rockers Beach Kitty are based out of Columbus, Ohio, and I just got their new single Wayside. According to the band, it's a song about the heavy frustration of watching, while carefully laid plans repeatedly unravel. Well, L'Amour de l'Artiste is a full-length Couteau Papillon release dedicated to Philippe Lachance's mother, Mary Racine. Let's spin it now on Coasting.
Transition.
Connecting with Jonathan Whitford.
Thinking about an escape plan, somewhere brand new in a barren land. Meet my crew at the community bar, somewhere you can't go with a bus or a car. Even without a plan to return, are you sticking around if it's all gonna burn? Stories overturned, broke out in tears. Did it get in your ear? The theories are real. Future Western Cowboy, Space Cowboy, Western Man. Irish exit. I need to find a girl who's cool to fly with. Suit us up so we can blast off. The trip ain't short and our time ain't long. I know this might make you feel pensive. I'm picking up cues, it's been relentless. Blue sunsets, a remote job. Maybe we can help write the next sigh.
So Future Western Cowboy is a psychedelic single with Du Bois' signature Vancouver neo-psych flavor, swirling textures, jam rock looseness, and playful cinematic vibes. The band's visual rollout emphasizes surreal space western imagery, UFOs, scooters flying through space, alien encounters, and tongue-in-cheek references including Spaceballs. And before that, Montreal-based art rock band Couton Papillon weaves a strange but familiar sonic fabric out of 90s indie rock elements including psychedelia, synth-pop, folk, and they all come with a dash of jazz. Abyss is an advance single from the September release L'Amour de l'Artiste. Arise Carmen's Terrestrial Love is up next. He says, my sound is unabashedly eclectic, equally rooted in 90s alt-rock and new age psychedelia, but also dabbles in anything that has a pulse. Let's give it a spin now on Coasting.
Something about tonight feels special. Something about the way. Jump.
Toronto solo act Liam Colbert is Rise Carmen, and they exist at the center of a genreless world. He's pulled in all directions by a lifetime of influences and a long flirtation with music school. Rise says, "I can't help but write the kind of music that will not be contained by a single set of parameters, and that's the only way I know how to do it." Your upcoming album, Under the Red Light, is a celebration of things that take place in the shadows. Secret meetings, sweaty unions, all on grungy club floors. Well, after the break, I'll tell you about a new painless tattoo. And to get us there, let's check out an excerpt from Samantha Savage Smith's new record, Little Place. The Calgary singer, songwriter, and musician just shared two advanced singles. Let's spin Eyes Wide Shut before we go. It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, motivated by his own fear of blood and needles, Cypher X CEO Ferdinand Cole founded a skin tattooing company focused on microneedling technology, and came up with a tattooing process that he claims is virtually painless. The revolutionary tattooing process uses patches covered in microscopic structures that carry a pigment and introduce it into the upper layers of the skin. The patch is applied using a specially designed applicator and must be left in place for around 15 minutes for the pigment to be fully released. He says the tattoos are permanent, so you need a laser machine if you want to have them removed, just like old-fashioned tattoos. Or something else that's brand new, it's Ash Raven's Last Letter from an Alien on Coasting. Well, North Vancouver trio BLB Point has spent years building their audience the old-fashioned way, through relentless touring and hook-driven rock. The latest single, Metastasize, is a preview to their debut album, Happiness Frontier, arriving later in October. And ahead of that, hailing from Ottawa, Ash Ravens is a genre-blurring, pigeonhole-defying artist with a voice that's both sweet and soul-stirring. They say Last Letter from an Alien was written as a personal anthem for anyone who's ever felt like an outsider. So Oh The Music, Tell Us In The Silence I Remain, was heavily shaped by Karachi's personal meditation practice, which served as a therapeutic outlet following the loss of their father and stepmother.
I love the lady in the GPS.
Well, Lady in the GPS is an infectious pop single by Toronto-based singer-songwriter Dominic Way. She tells me the song serves as a witty, modern anthem for navigating your 20s. It uses the everyday frustration of feeling directionless, broke, and emotionally stuck. And prior to that, Oh The Music is a solo project of Ophel Karachi, a Montreal-born, Ottawa-based singer-songwriter who writes, performs, produces, and mixes her music entirely by ear in her home studio. In This Silence is the atmospheric debut single released mid-July. Well, Fish in a Birdcage is up next. Rule 56, Stranger in the Mirror, explores themes of self-discovery, identity detachment, and resilience.
It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
So Hamilton's Bleed Streamer sent me the new EP Girls' Night, a two-song collaboration with vocalist Nikki Grossi. The lead single Hold On explores the strength that it takes to remain vulnerable in a relationship through life's uncertainties. The song reflects the quiet courage required to stay connected when it's easier to walk away. And before that, Rule 56, Stranger in the Mirror, is the first single from Victoria Project Fish in a Birdcage. You'll find it on the new record Perspective, releasing in March. Dusty Townsend says the song is about feeling disconnected from one's past self while leaning on childhood memories to carry through emotional hardships. While Aura is known for layered instrumentation and ethereal vocal arrangements, Panic Garden blends melancholic storytelling with dynamic pop hooks. So Panic Garden is an introspective dream pop single by Vancouver-based independent music project Aura. The song serves as a vulnerable exploration of anxiety, self-doubt, and the protective walls that people build around themselves. Well friends, that's all the time we have, but next Tuesday I'm lining up a fresh new batch of Canadian tracks that you're not going to want to miss. Drop your comments or requests to my Jonathan Whitford Instagram page, or send emails to coasting@radiowestern.ca. So I'd like to leave with our friend Princess Peace from Delhi, Ontario, who operates the platform Think Plus. She creates content, podcasts, and media design that help individuals move past personal hardships. Let's hear her latest therapeutic healing masterpiece called Sunshine Shiftin'. But before we go, we do want to wish everyone a safe week. And for all of you here coasting, I'm Jonathan Whitford.
They were cruising around the lake, going for a ride. Tunes just cranked, heard it from the sky. They pulled in my laneway with a loud stereo. Said they loved my music.
Are you tired of your boring weekly routine? Are you looking for something to look forward to every Friday? Well, tune in to Circadian Rhythm on CFRC 101.9 Fridays at 2 p.m. for a fresh mix of songs that you'll want to keep on repeat. I'm your host, Justine, and I'll be putting together a music program that's broadly indie and alternative, but also spans diverse genres from pop to rock to folk and R&B. I've also got some fun themes up my sleeve. Once again, that's Circadian Rhythm, Fridays at 2 p.m. I hope I'll see you then.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Hey Kingston, let's take a walk together for awareness, fundraising, and fun. Join us for the 2026 Kingston Canada Walks for Bladder Cancer event happening